راز ظاہر ہے آہ و فغاں میں، راز ظاہر ہے آہ و فغاں میں، چشم غماز ہے درد نسبت اپنی جاں میں، آپ کو پا گیا اپنی جاں میں۔ یوں تو دنیا سے جانا ہے مجھ کو، یوں تو دنیا سے جانا ہے ہم پر، درد مخفی ہے جو میری جاں میں، درد مخفی ہے جو میری جاں میں، تیری رحمت کے صدقے میں اختر، تیری رحمت آپ کی راہ میں جان دے کر، آپ کی راہ ہمیں جان دے کر، آپ کو پا گیا اپنی جاں میں۔ ذکر سے جب
فیض اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ، یو گیٹ ٹو جنت، جنت فی دنیا بحضور المولا، ون جنت یو گیٹ ان دس ورلڈ بائی دی پریزنس آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ، و جنت فی العقبا بلقاء المولا، بلقاء المولا، اینڈ ادر جنت یو گیٹ ان دی ایئر آفٹر وین یو ول میٹ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ۔ سو دس جنت اے پرسن ول گیٹ آلریڈی ان دس ورلڈ، اینڈ ٹوڈے ان دا ورلڈ وی فائنڈنگ دی پیپل آر گوئنگ تھرو ڈپریشن، ایوری تھنگ ان دس ورلڈ بیکمز رسٹڈ، بیکمز ڈرٹی، اینڈ اے پرسن ہیز ٹو کنٹینیوسلی میکنگ ایفرٹ ٹو پیوریفائی اٹ۔ So the polish of the heart is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that shaitan comes and he sits in the heart of man. And as soon as the person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan khanasa, he's called khanas, he goes back quickly. But as soon as he jamaat was going in America somewhere, so they passed one place, one of the satis was very, very tired. So he said, you know what, you'll carry on, Pagash, let me lie down here, sleep here. So he lay down on the bench and fell asleep. So one American person from the top of a building, he saw him, he came down and he said, you know what, where you got the sleep? So by the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give us. The person now that nisbat, the ta'aluk he has got with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will start spreading throughout the world. He says, how can I hide this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The secret will definitely become apparent when a person is making dua. And those who are Allah walas will recognize immediately that this man is Allah wala. He can't hide it. He can't hide the effect in his eyes. Whatever I mentioned that we have kiram and katibin, our angels, they are always writing our amal. Whatever a person does, they are writing it. On the right side is the amir, and the left-hand side is the ma'mur, the person who is in under. And as soon as a person does a good action, the amir writes the action down. But when a person does an evil action, this is Allah's mercy also, then the one on the left-hand side, he is the ma'mur, he is under. So he has to ask, he's done a guna, he's done a naked, you know, they'll write it down. So this is how everything has effect upon a person. So when making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely it has a very, very great effect upon a person. And this raz, this secret becomes apparent when a person is crying his duas. When he makes dua, a person recognizes that this man is Allah wala. And those are the people who are Allah wala. Immediately they recognize it. Just subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, he is living also in a desert. It is like a garden for this person. The enjoyment which Allah ta'ala is giving that person. He has given his life, he has sacrificed, he has to make some effort. And everybody in this life has to make some effort. If you want to do haram also, you have to make effort. If you want to do and you want to get the love of Allah Ta'ala, you also have to make effort. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person who makes effort in that line, Allah will open up the way for that person. And he goes and he gets taken his mercedes benz. But one person till today has taken his house. Nothing at all. Just for respect and izzat of that person, we give him one kafan. We came in this world with nothing. We leave this world with nothing. The kafan only we give it out of respect for that person. That never mind giving that cloth, put him in a kabar with the day. Otherwise the person comes with nothing and goes with nothing. One person, he made a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, I brought something valuable which you will use there. You bring bricks from South Africa, we have got better bricks this side here. So the bricks of dunya are gold. That's the highest thing in the world, gold. People are running after. The pearls and emeralds, that's on the floor, it will be found in Jannah. The person is running in this world, diamonds and all of these things. That's on the floor. In Jannah, the person will be going. He'll find us all on the floor, strewn around on the floor. All the beautiful pearls in the day, what fish must come down? Fish will come down. We like marshmallows, marshmallows will come down. You want a nice big ice cream. If you can jump in the ice cream and you can start swimming and enjoying it also, that will get a person who will get in Jannah. I tell the students also, I say, instead of watching all of these movies, you make intention, Ya Allah, you see this movie I want to watch, for your pleasure I'm breaking. In Jannah I'll watch the movie. See, you can sit and watch all the movies of this dunya, whatever you missed out. Yeah, I went to Switzerland and I saw the beautiful waterfalls and I saw this and I saw that. So the desire comes, yeah, I also must go to this place. Well, I must get something like this here. Yeah. So you think maybe in Jannah, inshallah, I'll get something like this. Allah says, no ear has ever heard about it. What we're listening to in the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we haven't heard about it. Yes, we heard, but we actually haven't heard about it. وَلَا خَتَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. The whole of human beings get together and they all start to extend. But now, how will a person get the desire out? وَيَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ مَنْ تَابَ. You continue making tawbah. Continue asking Allah Ta'ala, turning your attention to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Eventually, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will take out that desire from a person and a person will be granted and blessed with contentment. And if a person has got contentment in his heart, then this is the greatest bounty in this world. The person now, he'll become very, very happy. Hazrat Ami Rahmatullah actually means she'll be able to see through her clothing. She'll be wearing 70 layers of clothing. But she'll be able to see through. And the reason for that is man normally has got doubt about his wife, about the woman. Maybe she likes somebody else. Maybe she hasn't got full love for me. So here a person will be able to see the heart of that woman. And he will see that, you know what, this woman's love is directly 100% for me only. So now, so he'll ask her, who are you? She'll say, Ana min al-Majid. I'm from the extras. Guna and sins. It's far greater than any nafal ibadah which a person will do. We should definitely do nafal. But especially in today's times, abstaining from guna and sin will make a person, take a person very, very high. Then Hazrat says, "Tere tawfiq asra hai." It is only the through Allah Ta'ala's tawfiq that all of this can happen. You have to continue ask Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, through your fadl, through your karam, oh Allah, grant it to us also. We are not worthy of it in the least, but oh Allah. So she says, eventually one time came in my life when I went to the doctor for a checkup, and the doctor told me, you got cancer. You got cancer. So she says, I didn't really worry about it much for a while, but eventually the reality started coming to me when I started feeling pain. And now I started feeling a lot of taklif and difficulty. So I became a bit very pareshan. My husband, when he heard this, he was actually shocked when the doctor told him this and explained to him. He wasn't completely, he couldn't utter any word. Anyhow, he came out and he told me, you know what, we've tried all the doctors in the world. We've tried all the medication in the world. All the doors have closed up. There's only one door left. That's the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She said, in my whole life, I hadn't thought about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was a Muslim, my name, I knew lies. And then the friend told her, Zamzam is very, very blessed. Why don't you rub it over your body, especially where there's cancer? So he starts rubbing it. And while she's doing this for 1 week or so, immediately she starts noticing an effect on her body. But many of the sores which were there, they started going.